Okay, so I've heard that some people actually like these kind of Joe Prime stream of consciousness mini upload podcasts. So I figured I'd do one while I'm on my morning hour-long walk. So last night or yesterday, they announced more casting news for Superman Legacy. The big one was Nathan Fillion as Green Lantern. No, not Hal Jordan. Guy Gardner, which is odd. I'll talk about that in a second. And a character for Hawkgirl, and a character for Mr. Terrific. And again, since I'm walking, I don't know those actors' names, so I apologize. But let me go over a few things here. Nathan Fillion is awesome. He played a great, quippy, funny Hal Jordan voice in the DC animated movies, especially Flashpoint Paradox. If you watch that amazing animated movie, which you should. So it's kind of, I just don't see him as a Guy Gardner. So I thought that's a little bit odd. I know James Gunn has worked with him a lot going back over a decade, so I understand that. But I don't know. Like a Guy Gardner, I would see somebody like Michael Cudlitz. He's the one that's just started playing Lex Luthor on Superman and Lois. Like, that's the kind of guy I think about when I think of Guy Gardner. And I'm sorry if I'm out of breath. I'm going up a big steep hill. as far as Hawkgirl, I love Hawkgirl. I have Hawkgirl statues. I'm printing a Hawkgirl statue. I love the character. I love the design. I loved Hawkman in Black Adam. So I think that's a great addition. She's like 5'1", which I thought is a little bit, seems kind of short for a warrior, but whatever. It's fine. I think she's got the look for it, and I'm interested to see what the costume design will be. Hopefully, it'll be a classic design. Mr. Terrific, we see Mr. Terrific on, The Flash. So, I think it's The Flash. They've went through so many characters on that damn show, on the CW. So, sorry about this. This is a steep hill. That's why I go this way. Gotta get those legs burning. I guess my only concern is, being this is the first movie from that's gonna launch the Gods and Monsters chapter. I know they said that superheroes are already gonna be existing. I just don't want these characters to take away from the time for Superman. I want it to be his movie and him the main focus. And when you start putting a lot of characters in a movie, kind of like they did like with Batman and Robin, it could get very, very muddled. So anyway, again, I'll reserve judgment. I'm happy to see those characters on the screen. I think we need more characters, DC characters on screen that we haven't seen before. But for now, I will reserve judgment on that, and we'll see what happens. So anyway, sorry for the breathing hard, but you got to do it. I'm sure Brian with PCL will appreciate this. So anyway, everybody have a good day.